My name is Mary. I'm 84 years old, and until 21 months ago, was extremely active and invariably taken for 10 years at least younger than my 84 years. I must say that is still the case, but I am no longer so mobile. Rather than exercising at the gym and swimming, back crawl and doing acrobics twice or three times a week, I had to find another way of amusing myself. I tried very hard indeed to get back to my former level, but I'm forced to accept now that I must accept a lower level of activity. So I turned more and more to my book club. I enjoyed my books. To my craft club, where I knit. I knit blankets and coats for rescued dogs. Large, medium, small, whichever. I have, of course, two dogs as well as two cats. Two largest dogs, quite young, and I can no longer walk them as I did, but with the aid of a tennis racket, some old tennis balls, and my very large garden, we all three managed to get a fair bit of exercise, which is excellent. I may never be as supple as I was before, but it is very important for elderly people to remain very fit. And the only way to do that is to move. You must move, whatever you do. And then I found the painting group. Now, I have not painted or drawn anything since I was at school, so I didn't think I had any aptitude whatsoever, but I decided to try. And lo and behold, it was fascinating. I discovered I could make quite an impression with a pencil on paper. Pastels, charcoal, to my amazement, I was getting the effect I like. Now, I do not care for hard lines. I like vague, soft, merging colours. And now I've discovered watercolours. Now, they are very difficult. They are complex. I had no idea there was so much to learn. Techniques, the type of brushes, how to use those brushes, how to wash, how to dry to make sure it's dry before you put on the highlights. Now, I'm vastly interested. I wanted, best of all, to learn to draw my animals. I want to draw my animals and my beautiful, beautiful surroundings here. Very much soft and country-like. So, you see, at 84, I'm starting life all over again. I recommend keep an open mind. Try new things, always new things, and keep moving, you oldies. Keep moving and thinking.